The Chasam Sofer uses one of his ideas in the beginning of this week's parsha to focus on the limits of Kiruv Rechokim. He says, you know, Aaron, based on Perkei Avos, was an Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, loved peace and pursued peace, Oev Esabrios, Umakarvan LaTorah. And in fact, he says that he was able to be Makariv the Brios and bring them closer to Torah precisely because of his love of peace and his pursuit of peace. And that value, that character trait that Aaron embodied was passed down to Bnei Aaron, to all Kohanim. And we see this based on the Gemara in Yoma, when one of the Kohanim insulted Shmaya and Avtalion, then Shmaya and Avtalion insulted him back, saying, you should be like a Bnei Aaron. You should be someone who loves peace and pursues peace, and you're not doing your job. And at the same time, though, that we value loving peace and pursuing peace, we also know the Gemara in Sanhedrin that there needs to be a balance. Tehei smol doche v'yamin mikareves. The left hand should push away while the right is bringing the person towards you. Not like Elisha, who pushed Gehazi with two hands. You need to be pushing away with one, but bringing closer with the other. The idea being that there's sometimes tough love. Just because the person is, quote-unquote, a Rasha, or an Osei Risha, a sinner, it doesn't mean that they're completely off the path, and it doesn't mean that you don't have the ability or the chance to bring them back. So yes, push them away with the left, but you're bringing them back with the right. But says the Chasam Sofer, there are times where we're not dealing with Osei Risha, we're not dealing with sinners, but rather, we're not dealing with people who sin, but we're dealing with those who are sinners. They are Rishayim. And at that point, Yesh Chiyuv, he writes, Lahasir Kotzim in Akerem, were required to remove the thorns from the vineyard. Ve'eno ro'i mishum safek rachok ula yachol lahashivam yachnisu o yaniach kulam besafek. And therefore, it's not fitting because of this suffix. Maybe I can bring them back, even if they're so far off the derech, that I'm going to give it a shot. So we can't do that. You can't put the rest of your people, the rest of your community at risk just because of the suffix. Maybe I can bring that person who is not just an Osei Risha, but a Rasha, to bring them back. That's too far-fetched of an idea, too difficult, too challenging, and too dangerous for your community. And this, says the Chasam Sofer, is alluded to b'derech remez in the beginning of this week's parsha. Emor el kohanim b'nei Aaron, tell the kohanim b'nei Aaron that they are, as b'nei Aaron, as sons of Aaron, they are required, they have a responsibility to act like Aaron, which is oev shalom, verodev shalom, Oiv esabrios umekarvam latorah, and emor el kohanim bnei Aaron v'amarta aleihem, and say to them, what do we have to say to them? What's the emphasis of the v'amarta emor v'amarta lahazir gedolim al katanim? As Rashi says the Chasam Sofer, beautiful idea, powerful idea, b'derech drush lahazir hagedolim. This is alluding to the fact that we are reminding these bnei Aaron, these kohanim, Lahazir gedolim al katanim, that those gedolim who are so great in their midos, who are perfect, who are b'derech yashar, who are walking on the righteous path, they have to be careful about the katanim, those whose midos are not so great. Those who maybe there's a suffix, maybe you'll be able to bring them back on the right path. But maybe, just maybe, if you spend so much time bringing them back, maybe it's going to end up hurting the rest of your community, the rest of your people, the rest of your nation. And therefore, says the pasuk, "Ve'amarta aleihem lenefesh lo yitama baal biyamav, lenefesh lo yitama biyamav, that because of one nefesh, as important as it is to bring every person back into the fold, but because of one nefesh, which could possibly at the same time complicate matters by bringing down the rest of the community, the rest of the am, lo yitama biyamav, you're not allowed to, as a result, defile your people. You have a vaday with your people. You know your community. And therefore, to take the chance to spend your resources bringing someone who's maybe a suffix to bring them back, at a certain point, we say, yes, Aaron, you're an oiv shalom, verodev shalom. B'nei Aaron, you're supposed to act as an oiv shalom, verodev shalom. Oiv es abrios umakarvam la Torah. But sometimes we have to remember that the people we need to focus on, perhaps sometimes even more important, is the kir of krovim than the kir of rechokim. It's a very, very fine and delicate balance, as we are all aware. Says the Chasam Sofer, this is alluded to, this very idea is alluded to b'derach remez in this parsha. Emor al kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta aleihem l'hashir gedol malakatanim l'nefesh lo yitama b'yamav. There are times when kiruv rechokim is not the right way to go. It's too much of a risk to the rest of the community. And that is the balance that we all need to find. Kiruv krovim, kiruv rechokim are so important. We want to bring everybody back into the fold on the derech hayashar, on the derech of Hashem. But at the same time, we have to remember that we can't sacrifice one group for the other. When you have a group of committed individuals to yashrus and to yadus, that's the community. Sometimes you have to choose to direct your energies towards so that they can continue to grow spiritually and get even closer. V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem, chayim kulchem hayom. Have a great day.